One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
What would it be like to run 250 kilometers across the Saharan Desert? Phil Amner's Julie Uichet did just that. On April 22, 2024, she crossed the line of the Marathon de Sable, the legendary race. She ran 250 kilometers of rugged terrain over 6 days, all while carrying a 25-pound backpack. And the extra sauce on that, Julie is in her 50s. She finished 6th out of 70 runners in her age group and 283rd out of all 800 participants. Amazing, right? So, to celebrate, here's a never-before-heard story from our conversation with Julie last year. She guested on Go Hard Drills after completing the 2023 World Marathon Challenge. That's 7 marathons in 7 continents in 7 days. Honestly, it's one of my favorite episodes we've ever made. I'm Siege Tentenko Malolos, and here's a bonus episode just for you, where Julie talks about what keeping a journal has done for her performance.
I do gratefulness journaling. It helped me so much because that alone time I have for myself every morning helps set me up mentally to go through my day. And that's the time I take for myself. When I meditate, that's the time I talk to my inner self. Am I on track with my goal? Am I showing up to be a better person, not just, you know, at home, but at work with the people I interact with, strangers and stuff like that. So it helps, keeps me inspired every day when I do those things. And then I do gratefulness journaling too. And what I love about it is I focus on 3 things you're grateful for every morning when you wake up.
I hear you. I do a gratitude journal too. I started journaling during the pandemic because I felt like during 2020, when at the height of the pandemic, I felt like I was going stir crazy at home. So I just had a notebook and then I started, and I haven't stopped. It's been a great practice, like you said, for you know, becoming more at home with your thoughts and knowing yourself more and getting yourself in a good mind space. Definitely.
Doesn't have to be anything big. Just the fact you woke up, you're not in pain, or you know, whatever it is that you're grateful for. And if you really start focusing your mind into looking at what's positive around you, it's amazing. It's amazing, like, how it helps your mindset. And that mindset, that strong positive mindset I developed through training, helped me during the race. No doubt about it. Because when everybody else, I feel like we're getting cranky and tired towards the end of training, because I've seen it. Some of them were yelling at the flight attendant and stuff. I was like, whoa. But I was like smiling. I was like happy. I'm just like lucky to even be here, you know, that I'm healthy and I'm going to race again in a couple hours here, you know. So just having that mindset, I feel like it's super helpful to be grateful. Have a grateful heart in whatever you have. Just find things to be grateful for, because it just helps with how you deal with life and your day-to-day and things like that. It's not just all about physical training. It's, like you said, mental training, emotionally and spiritually, because I believe the 4 areas have to really work hand in hand. You can't just do one without the other.
So, would you try journaling? Loads of athletes practice journaling, like Serena Williams, who keeps a Wimbledon journal, and our very own Cam Rodriguez of the Filipinas, our national football team. Even Olympians do it. So, give it a go. No matter what field you're in, processing the ups and downs of our careers helps us create meaning in whatever we do. If you learned something from this story, share it with a friend. This bonus episode was hosted and produced by me and edited by Marcus Ayan. The original episode, which you can find by scrolling down in the Go Hard Girls podcast feed, was produced by Nina Turalba and edited by Joe Salcedo. Go Hard Girls is a Puma Podcast production.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.